You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner during the basketball season right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. We'll be joined by our girls basketball coaches in town coming up throughout the broadcast. Cody Deercup will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, and then coming your way at about 8:30 or so, we'll have Galen Catholic girls coach Brandon Schecker join us. And unfortunately, with Coach Schecker, we have no games to talk about. The Jays did not get their game in with Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night. They were supposed to play that up in Sanborn, and unfortunately, that did not happen. That has been postponed to Monday. And then their Harris Lake Park contest on Tuesday this past week got pushed back to January 14th. Unfortunately, a tough weather pattern and a tough part of the schedule for that weather pattern with all of the snow and all that kind of stuff heading further north of us up towards Dickinson County and Osceola County and things like that. And, it knocked out Galen Catholic's games this week. So the Jays had no games to talk about, but we still had a good conversation with Coach Schecker, and we'll have that for you here coming up on the Coach's Show. And, of course, Cody Deercup, the Bulldog girls are on fire right now. Winners of four in a row. They've started off the conference schedule unbeaten. They beat Sioux City North last night, 64-32. We'll mention some of these scores like we mentioned to you at 7:20 earlier this morning, as we do each and every sportscast. And then we'll also have these scores for you once again at 12:45. Some of the Plymouth County contests from around the area last night in the War Eagle Conference. MMCRU beat Akron Westfield in girls basketball, 41-38. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beat Hinton, 66-46. Western Valley Conference girls basketball saw Kemper Catholic beat Kingsley Pearson, 55-45. In boys basketball last night, the Lamar's boys got their second win in a row. They beat Sioux City North, 58-53. War Eagle Conference boys basketball, Akron Westfield got the better of MMCRU. Good win for the Westerners, 56-52. Eighth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's rolled over Hinton to hand the Blackhawks their first loss of the year, 58-30. And the Kemper Catholic boys finished the sweep of Kingsley Pearson, beating the Panthers 77-49. Those scores we brought you earlier this morning on our sportscast at 7:20. And then we'll also bring you again at 12:45. And if you miss them during those times, that we definitely bring them to you. We'll have them on our website at KLEM1410.com. Hover over the sports tab and click on sports scores and results. This Coach's Corner program every Saturday morning is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball on, the winners of four in a row and tied for first place in the Missouri River Activities Conference. That'll be Coach Cody Deercup. He joins us when we come back. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the Exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the Coach's Corner for this Saturday morning. Coach's Corner Every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Basketball team. That's Coach Cody Dierkup. His team, winners of four in a row. They're on a hot stretch right now, starting Missouri River Conference play a couple of weeks ago with a win over SBL and beat AL last week. And then they finally got a week with two games in there, taking on Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and Sioux City North here this week. Beat the Stars last night. Coach, first of all, we talked about it a little bit after the game last night, but this four-game winning streak, once you start picking up four like this, it starts to feel a little a little legit. You guys are now truly on the run. What's working for you guys right now? What's kind of the driving force of this winning streak?
Yeah, you know, with how we started our season out, we knew we were a good basketball team, you know, losing a couple of close games and then beating, like you mentioned there, beating Sergeant Bluff and AL. That kind of made us legit. We knew we were a good basketball team. I think something that the girls have really bought into the last couple of weeks is picking up teams in the full court and trying to get them to play too fast with us, you know, playing under control. So them buying into just playing as hard as they can and speeding the other team up and making them make mistakes has really helped us on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, let's talk about that defense a little bit because it's been impressive. You haven't allowed more than 42 points since you lost a game back on December 1st against Unity. And I know that the steal number has been so high and the other team's turnovers have been so high. The full court defense, that takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of hustle to get done. How are the girls getting it done? And you know, what makes them so successful in the full court?
Yeah, that's all them. It's one thing for us coaches to want them to play like that, and it's another thing for those guys to go out and do it. So we couldn't be happier with how hard our girls compete. One thing that I think the snow days have helped us with is our legs. You know, we play full court, and sometimes that can wear you out. But when you're only practicing every other day, they're staying fresh.
You know, it's something we don't talk about really in season a whole lot. We talk about this kind of toward the end of the season and things like that. But it's also got to be nice that while you play this full court defense and while you play with so much hustle and intensity, I think a lot of that is also due to the fact that you have plenty of multi-sport athletes. Everybody's going out for everything, it seems like. Talk about that and how important that is for your players to be so well-rounded and you know, competing in something throughout the pretty much the entire school year.
For sure. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one thing we encourage our girls to do. We love the fact that they love basketball, but we also want them to, you know, explore other avenues and play other sports and use their body in other ways. And I think you're exactly right. Just the fact of being a competitor, you know, all year round, not just from November to the end of February, but 12 months out of the year, we want girls competing. And every time that they step on the floor, we want them to want to win the game.
And they're winning games right now. They're competing. They're doing all the good stuff right now. Cody Dierkup, he's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. Let's talk about, you know, this week a little bit. You stomped Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at home. I caught Coach Phelan outside the AL game, and I told him, I was like, can't you guys win a game by more than 4 or 5 points? But you definitely did that on Tuesday this week.
Yeah, and again, not to keep repeating myself, but you know, on paper, I think the TJ game and the North game last night, we're supposed to win those games. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're supposed to do it on paper is one thing, but going out there and making the plays that you're supposed to make is another thing. You know, I go back to that that TJ game on Tuesday night, seeing the ball go through the hoop for us early on in the game really opened that one up early for us, and we were able to extend our lead pretty quick because the ball was dropping for us. You know, it easily could have been a night where we walked in there and said, we're going to win this game because we're supposed to win this game, and we didn't do what we were supposed to do. So I'm really happy with how our girls prepared for these last two games.
Yeah, overall, just an outstanding team effort. You force 15 steals. You got three players in double figures. I was really pleased to see Maddie Holes put up the 14 points she did on Tuesday night. I know as far as offensively, maybe just a little slow out of the gates in the first few games of the year, But boy, she wasn't slow on Tuesday. 4 of 6 from the 3-point arc. When she gets going like that, she's in a rhythm right now. She seems pretty tough to stop out there.
Yeah, and the nice thing about her is, you know, when the shot, her shot does fall for her, she doesn't try to do too much with it. It's not like she sees it go through the hoop and says, you know, I have to shoot it again. She shoots it when she knows that she's open and she knows the right time to shoot it. And I haven't talked to Maddie about this, but just kind of knowing her after coaching her for the last 3 years, she wants to be successful, and mm-hmm. she texts me and wants to get basketballs out of the locker room to go to the YMCA and shoot on, you know, when she can. And she's at open gym with Grace and Sarah on Tuesdays and Thursdays getting extra shots up. And I mean, when you're getting extra shots up, eventually your shot's going to fall for her.
Oh, absolutely. And then the rhythm gets developed and all that kind of good stuff. It's a great run. And you mentioned something in there as well that I've noticed. The ball is just moving around so well. Like Maddie, she's not forcing a shot. Nobody is really forcing a shot right now. Everybody's getting the ball moved around. How good is that to see for you as a coach that everybody's just getting involved in the offense? Yeah, they may not be taking the shot, but their passes are definitely leading to the shot afterwards.
I'm super happy to see that this early on in the season. And there's a bunch of girls that we could talk about that are making the extra pass. You know, obviously you see our starting five with Sarah, Zoe, Maddie, Meta, and Lexi, but some girls that come in the game and do some really good things. One of them to highlight is Jaylen. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like Maddie, where any night she could have 10, 11, 12 points for you, but she shares the ball so well. She's another one that comes in and she could say, I'm a good shooter, I have to get my shot up. She shares the ball so well, and there's going to be a night here coming up where we're going to have to talk about her, because she's going to go off for us. And Peyton's the same way. She's a really, really good shooter too, and likes to share the basketball. And Grace Van Otterloo is a type of player that you really don't realize how much good stuff she does for you until she's gone. And her sister was the same way. We didn't realize how much Olivia did for us until she graduated. And Grace will jam cutters, she'll box out, she'll three-quarter the post, front the post, dive on the floor, she'll do all the dirty work for you. And having girls like that on the bench to spell the girls that, you know, start the game for you is huge. That's part of what makes us a good team.
Well, absolutely. Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, with us. Everybody has something they do well. Obviously, they do a lot of things well, but there's something that really stands out. Grace is, like you said, a prime example. I think I mentioned last night on the broadcast that, she's not going to score 5, 6, 7 points for you off the bench, but her impact off the bench, you got to have her out there, right?
Yeah, and she's a smart basketball player, and honestly, she is a really good shot. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. When she is open, I hope that she does take her shot, because she can knock it down. But we do really appreciate the dirty work that she does for us. That's huge.
Absolutely. You know, again, there's a lot of people we could talk about. Maddie, Sarah, putting up the points. I think the real, you know, bright spot, and obviously you knew it was going to be a bright spot last year had she been healthy all throughout the year, was Meta Scove. She's leading you in points. She had another great scoring week this week with 34 points in 2 games. What's working for her right now? What's behind this run, and what's clicking for her right now?
I think she does a really good job in the full court of getting tips, and when she's right down by the hoop getting tips, it sometimes lead to easy buckets for her. In the half court, she does a really good job of attacking the hoop. We try to get her the ball at high post and let her attack. And, you know, looking at the book here, looks like she shot 9 free throws last night. Mm. So getting to the line is a big part of her game too, or maybe she shot even more than that. And she's able to shoot the ball well from 3 too, so she's just a tough kid to guard.
Yeah, she seems to be a matchup nightmare, and I mean the confidence just has to be kind of oozing out of her right now.
Yeah, and our girls do a really good job of giving her the basketball when she's open. You know, it no one looks up at the scoreboard and says Meta's scoring too much. They don't care who's doing it. They want to, you know, whoever has a hot hand, we're trying to get them the ball and win the game.
The other cool part about the TJ contest, and I love seeing a box score that's totally, you know, filled to the nines with players getting minutes and having an impact. You got to empty your bench on Tuesday because of your close contest in the first four games. You didn't really have an opportunity to start the year, but you finally got those got the opportunity to get the bench players in. You know, Alyssa Dreckman, Ava Spencer, Kaylee Arns down the line on the roster. How cool was it to finally get them into a varsity contest and get them some minutes, maybe to reward them for all the work they've put in practice over the last 2 months?
Yeah, you know, we don't get to talk about those guys a lot when you and I talk on Saturdays, but what they do for us, what they give us in practice is huge for our varsity team, and they're having a really good JV season too. My favorite part about that is our girls that play more than they do getting excited for them when people reach out to me and say that they love to see other girls getting excited for, you know, the girls that are on the floor. That's special to me as a coach, and it's good to see those girls making progress. Aubrey Lucink, Drew Help bounce pass to Kaylee for a layup, which was awesome to see. Ava had a really good night on Tuesday night between the JV and varsity game, some 30 points, I think, between the two games. Alyssa Dreckman's been shooting the ball really well. Kennedy McGinnis came in and got a bucket late in the game. And, you know, that's great to see the experience that those guys are getting at the end of these varsity games is awesome.
It's very awesome. And, that's quite the night for Ava Spencer and for everybody on Tuesday night. It was a great night. And you took that and were able to compound it with another win against North last night. And, you know, another dominant win. You got up early, things like that. For you, especially with the full court defense, the way you guys play, trying to speed people up, how important is getting that early lead? You did against TJ on Tuesday. You did against North last night. How important, I should say, is it to get up early on a team with the way you guys play?
It's super important, and it makes me feel a little bit better too. And we're able to do that. I don't have so much anxiety and throughout the game, but. Us shooting the ball well early and getting layups in transition has helped us out a ton. You know, Sarah hitting 2 3-pointers in the first half last night, Zoe hitting a three, Maddie hitting 2 3-pointers, Meta getting a bunch of layups, Lexi getting a bunch of layups. I mean, getting out to scoring 44 and a half is awesome. You're going to win a lot of games doing that. One thing we talked about at halftime is we had a stretch in the second quarter where we felt like they scored too much, that we gave up 12. In the second quarter, and we gave up 12 in like the first 6 minutes, and that's just something that we can't do. And what I appreciate about those guys is we can talk about that at halftime, even though they're up by 24 points, they go out in the third quarter and give up 0 points. So them being coachable like that is really fun for us coaches.
I was gonna say, yeah. What was more impressive to you as a coach, the 44-point first half or the shutout you guys pitched in the third quarter? Because I honestly think both of them are yeah. quite impressive.
They are both impressive. I would take the shutout every day because the other team doesn't score, they're not going to win. So right. If we can do that every quarter, I'd take it.
that would be awesome to see. It was a great win, 64-32. You know, the cool part. You get so many more players involved. Again, you were able to empty your bench. You get all the way down to the JV guys having an impact. But it was cool to see Peyton Wright have a big impact for you. She had 5 points for you as a starter on senior night. Of course, the lone senior, and obviously it's going to be tough to graduate her here in a couple months. She had a great impact for you on a night that. You try and you know honor her with the impact she's had on your program.
For sure, I can't say enough good things about Peyton. I'm super glad that she stuck it out these 4 years. Again, last night we talked about, you know, not knowing when your number is going to get called, and I don't know if she knew versus Sioux City East last year in that big game at home that her number was going to get called, and it did, and she took advantage of her opportunity. Last night she had a really good game for us too, giving us 5 points off the bench. And you're right, we will miss her next year. And another senior that we have that's a manager for us is Libby Laris. She played for us for 3 years, and she's picking up basketballs at practice, running the clock for us, helping younger girls run sets at the beginning of our practice. So those two seniors are a big part of our program. And another cool thing that, you know, everybody doesn't know, but We wanted to give Peyton the start last night, and we asked the five starters who have been starting for us if any of them would be willing to give up their starting spot for Peyton. And as a coach, I was super happy to see that all five of them were willing to do that. And they're going to play basketball for us for 4 years, but they're going to go on and do other things after basketball. And something small like that to me tells me that they're going to be set.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when all five volunteer it and they know how important Peyton is, and I think the cool part, you mentioned it, you know, right off the top of your answer there, that she stuck it out. I mean, as a senior, if you're not starting, it seems like nowadays it's quit or just throw in the towel. She hasn't. What does that say about the player she is, and of course Libby sticking around on the roster in the program as well.
That's exactly what we want. We want our inner kids to look up to our older kids and our juniors and our seniors do things the right way. And we're hoping that's something that kind of continues on in our program even after these guys are gone.
And Sarah Brown ended up giving up the starting spot there for Peyton Wright. But like you said, all five end up, volunteering for it. It was awesome to see. It was a great win. Now you're winners of four in a row. That feels like a really legitimate streak. It feels like something substantial, and you get a chance to continue it today. But first of all, on a winning streak, do you guys what's the mentality? Do you mention, hey, we've won four games, we got to keep it going, or do you just have to kind of keep it going like it's a normal game?
No, we treat every game the same. We prepare for every game the same way. It doesn't matter who it is. With that being said, we try to have as much fun in our program that we can. And we have a list of milestones that are listed on our board, and we check them off after each time we reach a milestone. And the next one is, the next two are win five in a row. So today, hopefully, we're checking one off. And then the next one's beat a ranked opponent. And we have a ranked opponent circled on our schedule on Tuesday versus Sioux City Heland. So hopefully, we can check a couple more off before Christmas break.
Well, absolutely. That'd be awesome. We're going to have this Dakota Valley game on our airwaves coming up today, Coach. I know it's a team you don't see very often. I know the boys played them played their boys program last year, but what can you tell me about this year's Dakota Valley team after making the South Dakota State tournament last year?
I know that they had a really good season last year. This year, I don't know a ton about them. It looks like they lost a couple of close games. They haven't. I guess I didn't see how they ended up last night. I knew going into last night that they hadn't won yet, but I think that they're better than a team that hasn't won a game this season. I think they have a younger girl that, from what I hear, maybe has some college offers to somewhere. And like we talked about earlier, we're just going to prepare for this game the same way that we do for others. And it's always us versus us. So we're going to just go there and kind of do what we've been taught to do.
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing, too. It's across state borders. It's obviously not a very long trip. I mean, your trips to Council Bluffs are much longer by all means. But do you know, is there something that kind of changes mentality-wise when you go across the border to play a team and see somebody from a different state? Is it different at all, or is it just kind of it's still a high school basketball team?
Yeah, I think it's just still a high school basketball team. We've played Vermillion the last, we didn't play them last year for the first time in like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. When we go to Okoboji in the summertime, we play teams from Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Nebraska. So, I mean, we see out-of-state teams often. I think it's just another game that we're going to try and go and get.
Well, I hope you do get it. I hope we were talking about a win here somewhere in the near future with the Coach's Corner, and we'll look forward to seeing you up at Dakota Valley today. Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and best of luck to your team this week.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. That's Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Galen Catholic Girls Coach Brandon Shecker will join us. That's coming your way next on the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. It's KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach, Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. That's Coach Brandon Schecker. This is normally the part where we'd talk about his team's performance over the week. Well, unfortunately, Mother Nature has really kind of put a damper on the week, Coach. My goodness, you get a whole week off. I think, you know, in a week from now, that'd be nice. But, man, this week it would have been nice to get you a couple of games, at least one game anyway.
You say games. I'd like to have a couple practices.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, we missed out on two games this week due to weather, both of them up north at HMS and Harris Lake Park. So, you know, they had a little weather issues up there, a little bit more than what we had down there. So, I haven't had a full roster practice since Monday. Monday was my last practice where I had everybody there. Otherwise, it's been a couple nights of a partial roster and two nights where we didn't have practice this week. So we're a little rusty.
I would say so. I mean, as a coach, you obviously plan for the 2 weeks that you get here coming up shortly anyway. You know that's coming. You know you're going to get that. You know you're going to get the break around Thanksgiving a little bit or so. But how tough is it to deal with the unexpected week off? Obviously, it comes with the territory of a winter sport, but it's still unexpected. How tough is that to adjust to?
I got to tell you, this is my eighth season, and I haven't had this happen before. You know, I've had a game postponed here or there, but not a whole week. So, it's going to be difficult. You know, we had, a partial roster practice a couple times this week. One of them was today, and you know, not everybody was in school, so we couldn't have a full group there. And you know, you could tell that they haven't practiced in a couple days. Mm-hmm. You can tell like they haven't had a game. You can tell after a week long of sitting around waiting that they're itching for a game and stuff along that lines. And you know, as much as you want to, you know, provide a game setting in practice, it's still not the same of having a different color uniform across from you, mm-hmm. out on the court with refs and everything like that. So you do your best. You try to adjust practice and get them upbeat and get them going, and also hope on those nights that we weren't able to have practice and some of those kids that haven't practiced since Monday, you know, I've shot them some workouts that they can do at home just to kind of get their heart rate up and you know, try to get their legs underneath them a little bit more. So this way, come Monday night and Tuesday night when we have back-to-back nights to finish off the first half of the season, we're not dead-legged. So you hope for the best and you do what you can, but again, a lot of it's out of your hands.
Absolutely. Brandon Schecker, head coach, Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. Again, their contest this week, Harris Lake Park Tuesday night, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night getting postponed. So I guess as far as contests are concerned, we could talk a little bit about last week. Unfortunately, those contests didn't go your way. Akron Westfield, of course,
You lose by five, and then you lost Maya Whitehead due to injury in that contest. How tough is it when you have a player like Maya, and a player that the doesn't just put the numbers on the stat sheet, of which she does a very good job, but she leads the team. She's such a vital leader when she's on the floor. When she goes down and has to lead the contest like that, how tough is it to adjust to?
You know, you actually kind of hit it there. It's as much as she does put up the rebounds and scoring for us, I don't miss that as much as I miss that leadership. She has really kind of come on strong as one of our more relaxed, keep calm heads out there for the most part, and that's kind of what we really need this year. You know, we're not playing nearly as fast as we normally have in the past. We just need to be a lot more calm, cool, and collected. And when Maya's out there in the court, we do settle down a lot more, and you've seen bits and pieces of that over the last two games last week, where we weren't as calm, cool, and collected, and took, you know, two hard losses against some teams that we felt that we should have won. You know, two hard fought battles, but still came out on the wrong end of them, and you know, a little disappointed in that. But you look at what Maya does bring to the game, and you know, again, her points and her rebounds would have helped in both of those games, but more leadership and having that on the court. It's been a little more quiet, and Maya's that vocal leader. She'll, you know, she brings a lot of passion to the game, and you can see that in the way that she gets fired up and she enjoys being out there. And it's been a tough ride for her. She's been another set of eyes for us, and she's seeing some of those things that we see, and it's a good and bad thing. You hate to lose her, but you hope that she comes back even stronger and better because she's seeing a different side of things too.
Right. I know that's what we talked about with Larissa Sitzman last year for you. She had to spend a lot of time on the bench. When she came back, she was a leader and things like that. I mean, how have you seen maybe, I know obviously without practice, you probably haven't seen a whole lot this week, but maybe what kind of things showed you, say, last Friday against Trinity Christian, that she's learning from you, she's you know, trying to get that different vantage point to hopefully be much more helpful when she gets back on the floor?
You know, that's exactly right. It's a different advantage point that she's seeing the game from. And the games are a little bit harder, I'll be honest, on kids like that get injured because they just so want to be into the game. But I'm really excited about what she's seen at practice. You know, she's starting to see some of the same things that we struggle with, and how sometimes we go through the emotions a little bit more than pushing ourselves a little bit. And so just having her being able to sit there and see that, you know, as I'm hoping has helped the rest of the team, but also will give her a little bit more drive and focus when she returns too. You know, she's had some of those moments herself. You know, she'll be the first one to admit it too. And, you know, now that she's seen it from a different advantage point, I think you'll see a little bit even more focused and even more of a leader out of Maya moving forward just because of that experience this last 2 weeks.
Brandon Checker's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Again, no contest this past week for the Jays. Couple of contests beforehand last week. Coach, you know, we were there for the Trinity Christian contest. It was a tough loss. You guys fought hard heading into overtime. But obviously turnovers and things like that, some missed shots end up hurting you in the end. Talk about how tough it is to rebound when you're, you know, you're turning the ball over and making mistakes that you know you shouldn't be making, and most of the time you don't make, but unfortunately the turnover bug is biting you on a particular night.
Oh, the turnover bug is huge on us this season, and you know, if you look at our stats, it's across the board. It's not just any one person. But we're just out of control from an offensive standpoint. I look at, you know, there's some teams putting up some points against us that you probably won't expect. And so you kind of look at the defensive side going, geez, you know, even though your offense isn't working, your defense doesn't seem to be picking it up either.
Right.
And I'd argue the fact that I think our defense has been fairly solid and actually keeping us in games. It's the turnovers on offense that are giving teams extra opportunities, taking away our opportunities. And on top of that, it's a lot of opportunities for them to get fast breaks, and those are easy points. So, you know, if we could take away some of those turnovers, a lot of these games would be different. And right now, it's that calming. For some reason, we were just shaking our head last night at practice because we're sitting here running a drill. And from an offensive standpoint, the girls ran it to perfection, and cutting and doing our V cuts, and just it looked perfect. And we don't need it to look perfect during the game, but if they would just stay, again, that calm, cool, and collected during a game like they have in practice, it's a thing of beauty. And then we take 25 to 30 turnovers a game, and you knock that down to 15. That's a lot of opportunities that we take away from them. You know, you easily have a 20-point swing based off of a 10 to 15 turnover ratio in a game. Well, that's a lot of points that you're taking away from them, adding to us, and huge opportunities that we're missing out on just because we can't seem to control the basketball right now. It's a little bit of control. It's a lot of mental, though, right now. We have a lot of girls just second-guessing themselves and their abilities, and there's no reason to. They have the talent to compete against any team up in this area, and I'd like them to step on the court with that confidence and show what they're capable of doing.
Well, absolutely, because they've shown what they're capable of doing. We've seen Rizea put up big shots and make them. We've seen Sophie drive to the cup so well, and on and on and on. It's one of those. You obviously don't want to tell them what to do, but you just kind of have to get into them and say, hey, you're open, shoot that ball, or you see that lane, take it. I mean, is that kind of the way you got to go about it?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is you say that, and it was actually last week at home against Akron, and it was late in the game, and we had a girl wide open for a three who is one of our better three-point shooters and was hesitant to take it. And actually the crowd, who was great that night, that the crowd was into the game, was yelling at her to shoot the three, and she took it and knocked it down. Yeah. You know, it's some of that that's like, why are we holding ourselves back? Mm-hmm. And you absolutely said it. We've seen it in a couple games this season, consistent night in and night out. I mean, we'll come in against like the Cherokee team, who, you know, is a great basketball squad and played some amazing basketball that night, held the turnovers down a little bit and controlled it against a team that try to create some chaos.
Yeah.
And then some other teams that didn't try to create chaos, we just kind of fumbled the basketball. It looked like we hadn't practiced for a week or two and new to the court. And we're having a hard time understanding that, but that's the frustration that us coaches are seeing. And actually, I think the girls are starting to feel a little of that frustration as well. Like, you know, they're starting to see it on film. They're hearing it from us that we can play at a high level. And for some reason, we just have that roadblock when it gets into some of these games where we want to hold ourselves back. And right now, it's us. And so a lot of times we're talking about, hey, we need to game plan for this next game. And it's like, right now, I can't game plan for that next game. We have to figure out our own struggles and try to get us to play at just a little more confident, a little more higher level. And if we can find that switch and get that switch turned, and part of it comes back to some leadership again. We've talked about some leadership this last couple weeks where I haven't heard or seen any of our girls really just come out and be that vocal leader when we need a calming voice, when we need somebody to get fired up even. There's been some moments, and I look back at that Akron game, where we knocked down a good shot at the end of the game to get us close. And the other team, you know, Akron called a timeout, and we just didn't seem overly excited. So we've been talking about embracing those moments, enjoying the game a little bit more than what we have. And I know it's tough to enjoy the game when you're sitting here at 1-6, when, you know, we feel that should be completely different than what it is. But it's the cards that we've been dealt today, and we keep telling them that we have everything that we want in you know, still in front of us. Mm-hmm. We can go get it. We just got to turn that switch, and things will start flowing for us.
Brandon Checker's our guest. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball here on the Coach's Corner. Obviously, a lot of the stuff here is kind of been the stuff they can be doing and the things they need to improve on, and obviously big things. But I also want to highlight on something you mentioned a few minutes ago about how, you know, offensively the struggles are there. We just talked about it for a few minutes, but on the defensive side, you guys are playing good. You're holding opponents to like 30% from the field, and they're turning the ball over, you know, close to as much as you guys are right now. And you guys are forcing the issue. Talk about what has worked on the defensive end. What are the girls doing right, and how that can hopefully keep your head above water here in these next couple of games.
And until we find it on the offensive end and cut down some turnovers, we're going to need the defense to continue to be strong and play that way. And right now, we've got more of a team atmosphere on defense. We're moving. We're getting a little more physical. We're just playing good team overall defense, and that's key when it comes to D for us. Is we don't want to sit here and play in an individual defense. It seems like when we try to shut down a player on a team, another player will step up and step along that line. So it's really about just good, cohesive, communicative defense on our end. And the girls have transitioned well from a couple defenses that we run, and we try to split, you know, go back and forth a little bit. We've done some full court press. We've dropped back into a half court where we just sit inside the 3-point line. And so we're throwing a lot of different defenses out night in and night out against different teams and different little strategies. And so far the girls have seen that. You know, we're getting in passing lanes. We're doing a good job of help defense. I think our help defense this year has been better than in years past. And that's a great thing to have, is that extra help, you know, when we need it. So I think right now the group is just playing very cohesive on the defensive side. And hopefully we can turn the offense around to help it out, and you'll see an exciting team if we can do that.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about the cohesive team unit and obviously how you play defense as I can. I want to highlight at least one player on that defense that just seems to you know, play around with her hair on fire and just doesn't care who sees, and that's Sophie Rudin, who just flies around looking for the basketball, trying to get it any way she can, and she has on a number of occasions. How much has she been the leader on the defensive end and being a leader by example of showing players you can play hard, you can play with hustle and get the results you want?
That's exactly right, and that's who Sophie is. I mean, she does. She plays with her hair on fire. She gets up and down the court quick. She's all over the place, which really helps us out from a defensive standpoint. She kind of brings that excitement to the defensive side, where I think a lot of the rest of the girls just kind of bring that solid, good, wholesome defense. So we can let Sophie go a little bit more. It's almost like letting her loose to create some havoc, create some of that the chaos that we want to create from a defensive standpoint, especially when we get into, you know, pressing standpoint and so forth. But even on the half court end, it's nice to have her speed and quickness. She's starting to see things really well. And that really allows her to open up, knowing that our help defense has been amazing. I probably the biggest thing that I've seen on help defense is Nevaeh down low. Nevaeh's help defense has just been phenomenal. And that has really opened things up for the rest of the girls to get a little bit more aggressive. And we're actually asking them to even get more aggressive than what we have, knowing that our offense isn't quite where we need it to be. We need to even pick it up a little bit more on defense. And so if the girls can continue to play as good of help defense as they've had, it allows us to be a little bit more aggressive in some other areas, try to get some more of those Sophies out there at any given time. And you can see they're still a little bit held back. They don't want to take as much risk. And I think that's a confidence issue from the offensive standpoint as well. But if we can get them to play a little bit more aggressive, I think we could start even doing more from a defensive standpoint and getting a lot more Sophies out there on the court when we need them.
Well, absolutely. You know, you've got the pieces to be successful. We've talked about it here throughout the show. And now, I mean, gosh, I'll knock on some wood, but I think you're finally going to get some games here this week. Hartley Melvin Sanborn, a contest from yesterday that got postponed, and then Remsen St. Mary's. That's going to be a really really fun matchup on Tuesday. We'll have that one. What's the goal this week? With a week off, you haven't played a game, and like you've talked about, not having full practices throughout the year, or throughout the week, I should say. What's the goal for the Jays this week to put together whatever you can out of these contests, and what would you like to see?
First and foremost, would be Maya to be back and healthy. That'd be great. Yeah. We'd like to start there. But whether she is or not, I'm looking at going into Monday night, that contest, and I'm actually glad that we have that, knowing that we missed all this week, because that will kind of work out some of those jitters, some of those other issues that, you see when you haven't practiced for, a good solid practice with everybody for a week. So you miss some of that and cohesiveness, especially on an offensive standpoint. You miss out on some of that this week. So Monday night, I'm kind of glad that we have that game going up to HMS. I think it's a game that, is absolutely winnable. And I think that would help give some confidence as well, knowing what we've missed out on this week, going up there, hopefully playing well, getting the dead legs out of us a little bit, and then hopefully build up some confidence going into Tuesday night. We know that Tuesday night's going to be a battle. That's one that we've had circled on our calendar coming into this season. They have a great team over there at St. Mary's, and they get up and down the court. They pressure you well. They throw a lot at you, and they really try to create chaos. And, knowing that some teams we've played haven't created a lot of chaos, and we still turn the ball over 30 times, it makes you hold your breath on what we might expect. But I also think our girls are going to play up to the level that Remsen St. Mary's brings. So I'm actually really excited to get to Monday night, get a feel for things, try to get a few things worked out, and then excited for the contest on Tuesday night. And, hoping that the girls bring their best effort and we give Remsen St. Mary's a good show.
I hope you do as well. That sounds like a great plan, and we'll look forward to that on Tuesday on our airwaves. Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and let's play some games this week, all right?
That'd be great, Daniel. I'd love to give your voice a little work, have a couple games to call, and yeah, we'll kind of go from there.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Daniel, and have a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. You as well. That's Brandon Schecker. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the Coach's Corner after this. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Corner to wrap up the hour. Daniel Versteg with you. My thanks, as always, to the head coaches at Galen Catholic and Lamar's community, specifically Brandon Schenker and Cody Deerkup, for joining us on this edition of the Coach's Corner, talking about the girls' basketball scene around the town. Good things in store for both teams, of course, and we're always thankful for them.
to give you their insights and to give you a look into their basketball programs. And this is going to be the last Coach's Corner here for a couple of weeks. Next week, of course, is Christmas Eve. And we'd prefer not to bother the coaches during their break on Christmas Eve. And then the following week will be New Year's Eve. And, of course, no team will have played in over 10 days. So we'd prefer not to bother them as well on the last day of 2022. So we're going to pick up the Coach's Corner the first weekend of January. And that's going to be January 7th will be our next edition of the Coach's Corner. We'll have the boys' coaches on. Dave Irwin, Mike Langle will join us for that. They'll have a couple of games under their belt that first week of January that we can actually talk about and have a nice discussion with. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have any contest to talk with Coach Checker about today, but I know we'll have something for him coming up the next time we have our girls' coaches on, which will be January 14th. By that point, we'll be really into the swing of the basketball season. Heck, we'll be probably on the downward slope of the basketball season by that point. So, lots in store for the girls' teams until we talk to them next on January 14th. But again, our next edition of the Coach's Corner overall will be January 7th. We'll have the boys' coaches on then and talk all things Lamar's and Galen boys' basketball on the Coach's Corner. So coming up here the next few days, of course, our broadcast will also dwindle after Tuesday with no games to call, no sports. No sports are allowed during the winter break by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and Iowa High School Athletic Association. So there won't be a whole lot to talk about. Of course, we will have a couple of games, though, including one today. The Lamar's Community Girls take on Dakota Valley at Dakota Valley. We'll have that coverage for you. Pre-game will start around 3:15 or so. Varsity tip-off is at 3:30. You can catch all that right here on KLEM Radio. We'll also provide a video stream for you. That's on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We've gotten such great feedback about that, and we're glad to bring that to you whenever we can. Of course, some schools don't allow it, and some situations don't make it very accessible for us, but whenever we can bring it to you, we are pleased to do so. So again, that's coming up later today. We're happy to bring you some Saturday afternoon basketball right here on KLAM Radio. Coming up Monday, the Lamar's and Bishop Helin basketball contest, normally in a doubleheader form. It's been split, so Monday the boys will play Bishop Helin. We'll have that for you from the Lamar's Community Gym Monday night at 7 o'clock. And then Tuesday, this is going to be a great set of ball games to finish off the month of December on our airwaves. Remsen St. Mary's in town, taking on Galen Catholic in a basketball doubleheader. The St. Mary's boys and St. Mary's girls both ranked in the state in Class 1A. I think the Galen boys probably should be getting ranked here soon, but a good performance against Remsen St. Mary's should definitely propel them into the top 10. They're on the outside looking in as we sit right now, but I think a victory over the Hawks, a couple of Hawk contests for the Jays this week, hopefully should propel them into the rankings. But of course, St. Mary's is going to be a good matchup. So that's coming your way Tuesday, and that will finish off our broadcast schedule for the calendar year of 2022. My goodness, that'll be coming up real shortly here. So that's coming up on our broadcast schedule. Again, no Coach's Corner here for a few weeks. January 7th will be when we pick up the Coach's Corner again. Do also want to wish a quick best of luck to any Plymouth County fans. Player Jess and Ranking of Kingsley Pearson, coaches, a couple of Lamar's Community teachers, Gabe Davis, Benji Kazel. They're down in Durham, North Carolina, Northwestern College in the football national championship at the NAIA. That gets kicked off here in a couple of hours in Durham, North Carolina. A couple of Plymouth County connections, so best of luck to the Red Raiders in the national championship today. Well, that's going to do it for our Coach's Corner today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And again, be sure to keep it tuned here later on this afternoon for the Lamar's Community Girls at Dakota Valley, the two-time state participant over the last couple of seasons. Again, our pregame will start at 3:15. But that does it for the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to the coaches for joining us. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. Have a great weekend.